You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, episode 10. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Phenomenal Impact. I am your host, Cameron Phillips, and I'm so excited to be sharing with you more strategies about how you can create impact online. So today we're diving into one of my favorite topics and the root of my passion for the online influencer world, and that is the content. So if you're new, make sure to subscribe on iTunes and let's dive into the episode. You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, the podcast designed to help you grow your influence and impact online with your host, me. I'm Cameron Phillips, and for the past 4 years, I've grown a brand that has allowed me to get paid to travel the world, create media that I love, and share the stories of people and experiences around the world. Sit back and be inspired as we hear from industry experts, influencers, and people who have made a phenomenal impact on their industry. You'll learn the tools, tips, and strategies to create your own business out of what you love and accomplish your wildest dreams. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe for new episodes weekly. Today's episode is brought to you by my brand new Lightroom preset pack and photo editing course. I am finally opening the doors on how I produce content that makes me money from brands, looks visually stunning, and as a bonus, I made a free editing course that comes with your purchase. To learn more, see examples, and even download the first two presets for completely free, visit CameronPhillips.net/presets. All right, everybody, welcome back. So if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know that it has been 2 months since the last episode, which is tragic, but that comes with a reason. I have actually been transitioning my life and moving to Canada officially, which is a bit of a big life change, but not really. I've been living in Canada on and off for the past year or so in Toronto, but I haven't actually fully committed to living here up until now. So I've been working my life to transition to permanent residency in Canada. For those of you who don't know, I'm a dual citizen in America and Canada. My family's Canadian, so it's really not that big of a legal transition because I'm already a citizen, which is great. So I have been going through that and have finally kind of taken new roots in Canada, which is a great step for my life. For those of you who haven't listened to some of my other background episodes, I graduated from college 2 years ago and have been essentially nomadic ever since then, which has been great and came with a lot of perks. But I think it was finally time for me to settle into my own roots somewhere, which I think will be a big factor in allowing me to take my online business to the next level, which of course I'm very, very excited about. Also, on that note, while I'm here, there's a few other life changes I'm making, and we're doing a little, you know, casual conversation section before we get into the body of today's episode, because that is also something I want to bring to this podcast. I want to bring a little more of just my perspectives on life and like what's going on and what's kind of happening in the world and in the online business space, and bring kind of more of that casual element to the podcast, so it's not just like fully like scripted business content creation, influencer content. I want to bring more a little of my personality and my life to it, which is also something I want to bring to my vlog. And on the subject of that, I've been toying with the idea of launching a completely new YouTube channel for myself and my vlog, because my YouTube channel has kind of been through an evolution of different things, and it became travel content, but it didn't start as travel content. And in this new season of life with my transition to Toronto, my growing of my media agency, my online business, I feel like I want to document this in a new space. And I don't know if I've mentioned in this podcast in the past or not about starting a new channel for that, but I really want to kind of create a space that's only for the people who want to watch this content and to grow that to new people, because a lot of the audience I developed on my previous channels, I was too young to really realize that I was pulling them in many different directions, and that the people who originally subscribed for one thing, you know, were no longer getting that. And that, you know, also messes with the algorithms online. And as we're talking about, you know, building communities and developing audiences online now, I can sit here and authentically tell you guys that, of course, I've made mistakes. It's how you learn. That's how I've learned so much in this whole online world. So I am now realizing that I think the best move to document this new chapter of my life and to bring you guys along with it would be to start completely fresh on a new channel, a new era, and a new vlog series, because I'm super inspired by, you know, people like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with some of the realtors online, like Ryan Sirhan from Million Dollar Listing. He has a great vlog, really professionally done. Karen Bond, an interior designer from Vancouver. Great professional content. And I feel like I love that side of myself, but I also have so many quirks to my personality, and I, you know, love living life out loud, to put it simply. And my life is so fun and ridiculous and exciting. And I want to share those things, and I want to incorporate that with the business stuff and with the lifestyle and just kind of create my own show about that. And I've had this idea for a long time now, and I feel like now might be really the time to get rolling with that. So make sure you guys stay up to date on my socials for how that develops. And also with that being said, I am looking to get a full-time job in a PR agency because I want to be able to gain agency experience so that when I eventually start employing people in my own agency and it's no longer just myself, I want to be able to understand and have more connections in the traditional world here in Canada, as well as make contacts in the US. And I feel like with also moving to Toronto, part of that is I need to develop some of my own communities outside of just my boyfriend and our friends. I need to develop some new business connections, some new friends through work. Yeah, so that's like kind of a big life update that I kind of wanted to come through and I let you know, that's how I'm creating impact in my life moving forward right now, is making these big kind of life transitions and coming to the point where, you know, you realize that it's time to make these transitions and get over the decision phobia, which I feel like I've been plagued for the past, you know, 6 months, a year, even year and a half. And we all get to those points in your life where you just feel a little stuck or, you know, in a rut could be also another way to put it, which, you know, I could admit that I have felt like that, but that's, you know, that's part of life. You know, you get these experiences where you figure out how to step forward and you figure out how to, you know, take ownership of your actions and realize like, you know, this is really what I want from my life. And it's that mindset piece. And then being able to manipulate your mindset, or not, that sounds negative, but you know what I mean? Change your mindset and really like embrace that and use that to propel yourself forward. And that's kind of the season of life I'm in right now. And I'm really excited to keep sharing that journey with you guys. And, you know, really kind of connect and keep you guys up to date on how I am navigating life and the lessons I've learned along the way, because I have loved listening to other people's lessons that they have learned and it's taught me a lot. So, you know, I'm going to give back and share a lot of that with you guys as well. So today's episode, I am really excited about because, like I said in the little intro roll, this is pretty much the meat of, you know, the influencer world, of the content creator world, of the digital media economy. I mean, it all comes down to content. At the heart of every influencer campaign, what are we dealing with? What are we talking about? What are we producing? What are we sharing? Content. Content is what makes the sale. Content is what makes the awareness. Content is what has built the entire influencer economy. It's really what it all comes down to. That being said, let's dive into today's episode, the meat of it. We're going to talk about content. We're going to talk about my kind of whole view of the influencer economy and how that relates to content, authenticity, and kind of what the trends have been doing and how you can create your own phenomenal content and the keys that I think are critically important if you're looking to succeed as an influencer. So influencer content spans a wide variety of categories. You have my primary category, which has been the lifestyle side of travel. There's also the landscape side of travel, which is more like landscape professional nature images, which is also a very competitive market in the travel world. But the stuff that I do is a lot more lifestyle inspired, meaning that I am the subject of most of the photos. It's a lot more casual and we're not doing as much glamour nature shots. We're doing more my life in nature. And there is actually a very big distinction between that. And, you know, speaking for the travel world, a lot of that kind of nature piece will also be an outdoor lifestyle photographer. So that's people who, you know, are more akin to work with brands like Eddie Bauer or The North Face, or really go out and do backpacking excursions and take photos from those experiences. And it really creates its own kind of sub niche, which also applies to other areas like fashion, beauty, casual streetwear, things like that. And you can break those down to beauty, into like makeup or like men's grooming or like specific artful makeup, or there's everyday makeup. And, you know, of course, that extends and extends and extends into all these different kind of niche categories. One of the trends that we have seen in 2019 is a shift to the almost careless style, where there's been an extreme shift to ultra authenticity, kind of the no filter look, more casual, less editorial, low quality photos, just iPhone, no editing, no real thought given to it, which we'll get into. And I believe there is a reason that it's kind of shifted to this. It's really interesting in this world that we're living in right now, in this digital content world, because on one hand, authenticity has never been more important for influencers or for your finding your voice online. On the other hand, though, quality of content is still extremely important for anyone trying to actually work with those global brands, get paid, get featured on brand pages or repost pages. If you're looking to really make it as an influencer and really work with these iconic brands and develop your name in the online space, content always matters and will always matter. So this kind of moment we're living in right now, where people are almost rebelling against the quote influencer to deliver this really just kind of raw content, that works for some people, but in the space of trying to develop your own brand and trying to or your own voice online, your own style and your own image, and actually work with these world-class brands. I hate to say it, but these world-class brands are not going to be working with people who are delivering casual, careless content that really doesn't, you know, really doesn't do much. We're going to get into that. I think there's a way that you can strike this balance, speaking back to the authenticity versus actually having quality content. Speaking from the perspective of a small influencer, which I consider myself, and a content creator, and speaking to audience, you guys, of people who are looking to grow their own influence online, don't be distracted by the ultra-large creators who have seemed to go to this kind of careless, no filter, no feed, no real thought. At the end of the day, for those of us looking to grow, getting brands' attention, looking to do sponsorships, collaboration, attend events, your quality does and will always matter. That being said, what makes a quality image? Today, we're going to focus on images, branded images, and Instagram in general today. I'm going to leave video for a future episode because, well, a lot of the themes of what makes good content are universal. There are a few fundamental differences in how people consume photos and videos today, especially considering Instagram and YouTube and their effect on that. So I don't want to confuse that here today. So for that being said, we're going to focus primarily on Instagram and on images. A quality image can be broken down into two fundamental categories, the physical image and the message behind it. And when I say the physical image, I really mean more the technicalities of the image. That means simple things like the composition, the focus, the editing, and diving into the editing more, the exposure, the contrast, the style, the color tones, any embellishment like lens flare, added grain, or other artistic additions to the style of the image. The message behind the image dives more into the heart of the matter. What is the image depicting? What story are you telling? How do people feel when they look at the image? Does it evoke a sense of calm, peace, tranquility, or is it action, adrenaline, motion, or transition? Is the image happy or sad? Could someone tell you what was happening in the image without a caption? Could someone understand the emotion of that moment through the image? When we talk about creating branded content for a lifestyle product or a hotel group or a travel destination, the people these brands and organizations are hiring are people who create images that tell a story. Going back to the newer trend of not trying or the careless content, you know, that might work for some brands, but if you're truly trying to make a phenomenal impact and work with those phenomenal global brands who are the ones flying creators around the world, who are organizing world-class events and press trips and writing big checks, you need to pay attention to your content and elevate it to a level that warrants those big checks and those free flights and those hotels and those media experiences. So I hope you're following me so far. To recap, content is very important, and we're talking about the two pillars of content for an image, the technical aspects of an image and the subject matter behind it. So now let's take these pillars and apply them to a mock brand situation that we're going to run through right now to help us illustrate the point I'm trying to make here. Let's say we have a hotel group, Hotel Group A, which I just made up. I don't know if that's actually a hotel group or not, but that's what we're going to name them for the sake of this example. They want to hire an influencer to come and spend a weekend at their hotel and create a content that shares the messaging behind their hotel. And let's say it's an urban mountain getaway in Canmore, Alberta, which is near Banff, targeted towards middle-class working millennials in Calgary who want to escape to the mountains for the weekend. They enjoy outdoor activities like hiking, mountain biking, but they also enjoy coming back to the hotel, having a cocktail on the roof, or a glass of rosé by the pool. They enjoy clean, modern design, but appreciate a touch of the rustic mountain charm that feels essential in the Rocky Mountains of Canada. So who are they going to hire? I mean, I feel ridiculous even asking this. They're obviously going to hire someone who produces phenomenal content rather than someone who has a large following but is just going to take a mirror selfie or a bathrobe selfie or a photo that kind of seems trendy but really has no messaging behind it. You know, there's a difference between an influencer. Well, ooh, this is actually a very debatable subject. I was going to say there's a difference between an influencer and a content creator, but I do feel like there is. You can be an influencer and put zero effort into making your content. I could pull out my iPhone, take a photo, throw it up online, and, you know, have an impact on someone. However, that's not a phenomenal impact. We're talking about phenomenal impact, people who create content that speaks to both of these pillars, you know, the image quality and the message behind it. Okay, so with that being said, if I were this hotel group, I would hire a content creator that demonstrates their skills with lifestyle images that tell a story in an authentic yet editorial style that conveys the charm of the Rockies with the urban comforts of the resort. Now, the trick here comes with being realistic about it. This is a big point. My feelings about the shift in the influencer content from over-polished to over-sloppy, kind of what's happened in the past 2 years, from 2017 to 2019, centers around what I have talked about in previous episodes of people being, quote, done with influencers. To elaborate on that, people are done with influencers posting photos that are so obviously beyond stage to present a situation that's simply not realistic for anyone. What do I mean by this? We've all seen it. The travel influencer sitting on the hotel bed with the full brunch spread for six people, all over the bed sheets, champagne, balloons, glitter flying through the air, all while they're sitting there looking professionally made up, hair done, in a silk gown. Don't get me wrong, I understand how much goes into shooting a photo like that and preparing that, and I think those photos do have a place and serve a purpose, but what happened in influencer culture was that became the industry standard to create these wildly overproduced photos that screamed excess, glamour, and an unrealistic lifestyle that painted a lot of influencers as fake. Now, my approach to this and my thoughts on this is that people got so tired of seeing this and knowing that that's just not what reality is. That's not how people travel. That's not what people look like in the morning. People don't, you know, purchase $100 worth of brunch to sit on the bed and take a photo with it. That's just unrealistic. And the contrary to that, people started going this ultra realism, no filter, no curation, no real effort put into it, which on the other hand is an extreme on the other side, right? So my approach to this is taking a really phenomenal image that still has that effortlessness, the glamour, but doesn't go as far as the unrealistic breakfast spread. Or really any situation that's wildly unrealistic for most people. I mean, people do go and have cocktails on a patio, or they will order room service. People get dressed up and go watch the sunset or take photos or a night on the town. Like, all this happens, but rarely are people spending $200 on room service to get in full glam and sit in bed, you know, with food that they're never going to finish. That just doesn't happen. And after everyone thought that they needed to create content like that because that's what became the norm to be an influencer, the gag was up and people stopped caring because it just exposed how much of a production it all really was. You following me here? Let's go back to our mock situation. I would hire an influencer who conveys a casual lifestyle aesthetic that feels, again, natural and effortless, but has a level of polish and professionalism to it. I love a good stylized edit, don't get me wrong, but I want people to see it as a really good-looking version of real life, rather than a situation that seems so extra and excessive that you look at the image and think, LOL, who actually travels like that? Because I personally will scroll through Instagram and be like, this is ridiculous, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, I want it to look good. If I'm hiring a content creator, I want it to look, yeah, professional, polished, like a great version of real life, but I want it to look like real life. I want someone to look at that and be like, wow, that looks like a great moment that I could have, rather than a moment that, you know, I'm never going to be doing that. You feel me? So how would the influencer achieve this balance of content? Well, let's start with the physical aspects of the shot. Is the composition good? Does it incorporate several elements like either the room or a person or a view or activity? Does it incorporate maybe a mountain bike or a person or the hotel in the background? How can you tie in several aspects of the messaging into one photo? So let's take an example from a photo I did for a vintage trailer park in Oregon. Now you can go and see this photo at CameronPhillips.net/episode10. Go check out this website when you're done with this podcast, or if you can do it right now. Obviously, if you're driving, you know, don't do that right now. Keep your eyes on the road. But you can see this image I'm talking about on the website. So I made a branded photo of this campaign, and I want to let you know kind of what I did with it because I feel like it's a great example for a composition. I was positioned outside of the park's entrance sign, which was a vintage sign that looked retro and was very on point for the branding and the whole aesthetic of the park. And on top of that, it literally had the name and was fully the branding for the park. I was sitting on an old vintage bike, which is integral to the resort because every guest gets one to ride around the park in. I was sitting on it, so I'm in the photo. It adds a human element, and also it being me adds to the influencer piece because I do lifestyle travel photography, not just full-out nature stuff, and people are consuming the content to see me and what I'm up to and my activities. So this incorporated several different tiers here, right? This is an example of an activity being tied to a perk of the resort, the bikes, and it also incorporated the branding and a visual representation of it, the vintage sign, and it incorporated action by me riding the bike and being in the photo. So all that in one photo, well, it might kind of sound overwhelming on the podcast. It really was not like visually overwhelming. So that composition is integral to having good content. If I had turned 90 degrees to my right, it would have been a photo of me sitting on a bike with a highway in the background. which would have been a lot less visually interesting, wouldn't have had the branding of the trailer park, and there wouldn't have been anything high, so everything going on in the image would be way down low, therefore not as visually appealing for the eye as you're scrolling through Instagram, right? So things like that and the composition and how you structure these photos makes a big deal, especially when you're trying to tell a story. Another physical aspect, the image was well shot and then balanced in Lightroom, edited with my presets, which I use for everything, and they have a nice color grade but don't seem overly edited. And my editing style also curates a look across all of my images, which creates a visual brand and aesthetic, as well as making the image more stylized and visually appealing. The messaging behind the photo, it showcases the activity of biking, the casualness of the resort because of my flowing button-up shirt, cropped pants, and sneakers, and exemplifies that this park has a vintage theme from the visual cues in the sign and the image as a whole. All these examples play into the fact that this image is a good piece of content, and if I were the director of a marketing group for, let's say, Hotel Group A, our previous example, I'd be hiring and paying people to make content in a similar manner, being able to create story-driven and visually appealing images that tell the story of the brand. I still very much stand behind stylized images that have character and quality to them. I think it's very important to have a well-balanced color, exposure, and visual cues that tie together your own brand as an influencer. You know, as much as we're transitioning to this place of no editing, no care, like I've demonstrated through this whole podcast, I still do believe it really is integral. And this is also a bit of a trend right now that will fade because good content will always win the race. At the end of the day, good quality content in whatever medium it is will always stand the test of time. Now, it took me 4 years to develop a visual brand that has several different styles, but still always reflects a certain quality, feel, or emotion in the images. And as a gift to you, I have two of these presets available for free on my website. I know I've talked about this in the past in future episodes, but for those of you who are new or haven't claimed them in the past, if you're looking to uplevel your content and want to give my system a try, definitely head to CameronPhillips.net/free-presets. Again, CameronPhillips.net/free-presets to grab your first two presets for free. Now, if you guys use Lightroom to edit, presets are like the way to go for developing a visual brand. But on top of that, I have something bigger to announce. As you might have heard in the beginning of this episode, I finally opened the doors on my signature presets, which are the ones I've actually used for the past several years and have taken years to really kind of hone in the ones I really love. There's 8 of them, as well as a bonus editing course on how to actually use presets, how to balance an Instagram feed, how to curate your photos. I made this course, which is available for free. It's partly a thank you gift for you guys being so supportive of this podcast and of my content. And so many people have asked me about, you know, creating their own impact and their own influence online. And I didn't want to just release presets. I wanted to do something more. I wanted to give back on, you know, yeah, you can get a preset, but if you don't know how to use it, if you don't know how to work with presets, how to balance them, how to make your images really great, because a preset's never really just one click. That's a very common mistake. So I made this course and I'm giving it to you completely free. But only for the month of June 2019, because this course is like over $200 worth of value. I'd probably even price it maybe in the 300s. But that being said, I'm giving it to you for the month of June for free, and then it will become its own thing for a lot more money than it's currently listed for now. So if you're ready to uplevel your content, if the time is now, if you want to get my signature looks and learn how to take that and create your own signature looks, create your own presets and go from there, definitely head to CameronPhillips.net/presets to get started today. See the examples, see everything you get with the pack. It's a great value and I'd really appreciate it. So again, CameronPhillips.net/presets if you want to go and check that out and see all the work I did on this website. It looks super stunning and I think it's going to help a lot of people, and I'm really excited about that. So that is all the time I have for today, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. In the coming weeks, we are going to dive deeper into developing your own personal brand as an influencer, blogger, and digital creative. Because as we're learning more and more, your career as an influencer is only as good as the long-term planning and brand development you do. Otherwise, we've all seen how quickly people can burn out and fall to the wayside in this industry. I'm committed to bringing you content that will help you turn your influence into a thriving business that has longevity and profitability. So thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to leave a review on iTunes, as it really helps us connect this content with people who might want to hear it. So thanks for all the support, and I'll see you next Wednesday for a new episode of Phenomenal Impact.